Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are approaching the deadline to getting your stuff in the mail. Yeah, just giving you a helpful little push along. The reason I know that is because I have that same deadline. So if you've got stuff that needs to be sent today, tomorrow, I guess Wednesday at the absolute latest, to assure that your packages arrive in Christmas. Just a little public service.
And you should have already mailed your Christmas cards.
Well, of course.
Long time ago.
Yes. Absolutely. Do you do Christmas cards?
No.
Yeah. No, yeah, I never. That was something that I never did until I married into it. It's kind of like,
if
what?
You got a somewhat big to big family, yeah, you probably should. And I can see why you do it. Plus, you did it in Paris or something, didn't you? Isn't that where yours was? By the Eiffel Tower or somewhere
could be
exotic? I don't even remember?
I don't. Well, I don't. I don't know what our card looks like.
All right.
Like.
Well, I will keep you up to speed. Your Christmas card is your family on a family vacation, I believe, somewhere in Europe. That turned into a Christmas card. Yeah.
Yeah. We're very important. So.
Well, if someone thanks you for sending them one, say, yeah, that was a fun trip. So now you'll know what.
Okay, good.
Now you'll know. I gave you a little background there.
I'm
glad you got the card.
It was a fun trip.
We had a great time. I'm glad you got it. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. A fun trip. I just didn't realize that we had cherry-picked a picture from it for the. But it makes sense to do it, I guess. Makes sense. That was a good day, by the way, by the Eiffel Tower. Parisians just kind of coming out, just hanging out, pulling out their wine and sitting there on the green, just looking and chilling out. It was so unique. It just kind of spontaneously coming together for no reason other than to come together, drink wine, and break bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of weird. I mean, you wouldn't see people doing that in Central Park or fill in the blank in the United States.
Good point. Yeah.
So anyway, but be that as it may. All right, Shane. So if we're going to pick someone as an MVP that's not a quarterback, and the answer, what are they paying quarterbacks? They're paying quarterbacks, in Kirk Cousins' case, what, $30 million guaranteed? That's why these guys are so valuable, because the money that being paid says so. How much?
84 is guaranteed.
Yeah, 84 guaranteed.
Yeah.
30 million or whatever
it
is.
Well, on the other hand, though, Aaron Donald is kind of getting quarterback money, and so is Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite to that extent, but.
You just hit my MVP.
Aaron Donald?
Yeah, it would probably be Aaron Donald because he's a game wrecker. And I I'm not positive, but I think he leads the league in sacks.
He does.
And tackles for loss. Those are game-wrecking things. When you change the game at the line of scrimmage and put a team in 2nd and 16 or 3rd and 9 instead of 3rd and 3, and I was looking at stats last week, Next Generation Stats, and he has more of those plays than any other defender in the National Football League. Khalil Mack is in this realm as well. Guys that actually change where you are via the chains.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you on the field? If you go from a 2nd and 3 to a 3rd and 8, for instance, or a 3rd and 11, that's called basically wrecking a game. And that's what these guys in the league call it. They're game wreckers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Darnold, he's probably the best game wrecker in the league, followed closely by Khalil Mack. mean, I think. So I guess it would be, I guess it'd be Aaron Darnold for me.
Khalil Mack, just for the sake of argument. Now, the difference between him and Donald is he's an edge rusher and Donald's an interior lineman. So there's a fairly big difference there. And probably underscores the fact that Donald is the more game-wrecking guy because Mack has 9 sacks, 5 forced fumbles, and 2 fumble recoveries. By the way, he sacked Aaron Rodgers without using his hands last week. I'm not sure if I've ever seen that. He basically backed into him and ran him over with his butt. So that was impressive. But 9 sacks, 5 fumbles forced, 2 recovered. Donald, 16.5 sacks, forced 4 fumbles, and also recovered 2. Those are your 2 best defensive players this year, and I don't think it's really all that close. But unfortunately, okay, if Aaron Donald doesn't get it this year, when's a defensive guy ever gonna? Do you know the last guy
I'm
to do it?
Charles Woodson, wasn't it?
Nope.
Who was it?
Lawrence Taylor, 1986.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
So it's been 32 years, and there's only been one other defender besides him. Alan Page, 1971, Purple People Eater. 2 guys. So,
you know,
Aaron Donald, 16.5 sacks as an interior lineman, and
well, here's the here's the difference, Shane, and this is just my opinion. You guys can shape this in any way you want. Middle rushers are even more wreckers than edge rushers. Pressure up the middle flushes quarterbacks right and left. Pressure off the edges, now you can. Those guys can get there, the Chubbs and the, you know, and the Von Millers and, you know, fill in the blanks. Those guys can wreck a game, but pressure up the middle destroys the pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pushes guys right in the lap of the quarterback.
Exactly. Guys off the edge, you still have a pocket that good quarterbacks, if they stay under control and stay calm and believe in the sanctity of the pocket, can climb the ladder and move up the pocket and find space, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, just enough time to extend the play and throw the ball downfield. If you're crushing a pocket from right up the middle, like Donald does, a fair amount, you're really wrecking the pocket and not giving the quarterback a chance to make a play.
You got to, and you're making guys that can't move, move, like Eli, Roethlisberger, Brady, Rivers, immobile quarterbacks, so they get pressure right up the gut. There's nowhere for them to go. You know, you can't spin out of there like Mahomes could, for example. Really, the only other non-quarterback that's even going to get consideration is Todd Gurley, right? 1,600 yards from scrimmage and 19 touchdowns. That's
and that seems reasonable. I think that seems reasonable. I mean, is there really a receiver? I mean, I love Hopkins in Houston.
Yep. Adam Thielen.
I think he is, in Minnesota. But if it's not going to be a quarterback, well, I mean, it begs the question. What position generally is the next most valuable on the field? Is it a middle rusher? Is it an edge rusher? Is it a cornerback? See, a cornerback won't be in this mix. I think a really great corner is incredibly valuable
and
because
really great,
it changes.
And really great corners don't have stats because you don't even bother
right,
with those
guys. Yes. Yeah, because you don't throw to that third of the field or that half of the field. You know, so, and there aren't enough stats, even new generation stats, new age stats that give you a real good measure for a corner. But if you're in a game where a guy isn't being thrown against, you notice it just the way it is. But I don't know. And Eric points out, and rightfully so, Chris Jones with 14.5 sacks. He's turned into a bit of a game wrecker for the Chiefs. The problem is Chris Jones is new to the, he's new to the party. He's new to the dance. And I don't think one thinks of the Chiefs' defense as difference makers.
And if you want to do that, you could also give it to J.J. Watt, who has the same amount of sacks with a just as good a team. But, yeah. Honorable mention, Chris Jones. Yeah. Sure, I'm okay
with that. Question. Yeah, who I love, by the way.
Uh-huh. So here's the question. Has Drew Brees come back to the pack? Okay, 3 weeks ago, who was it, Mahomes or Brees? And whoever it was, is he still there? Because Mahomes had a just okay game against the Chargers in which they lost, and Drew Brees in his last three games has thrown two touchdowns and three interceptions. But he still has a passer rating of 116.8, which is otherworldly, and his completion percentage just barely went under 75% for the season last night. That's Drew Brees. 34 touchdowns, five interceptions, I think is the ratio. And then, of course, you got Patrick Mahomes. He has a 118 passer rating, 4,000 and however many yards, 67% completion percentage, I think, and 4,543 yards.
I think it's Mahomes. Now, he's got two more games to make an argument. I think that Brees has, and I know lifelong achievement probably has more to do with this than it probably should, but if we're just talking about MVP.
Right. I think you're right.
I do. But I think if you're just talking about straight MVP, player that is worth and that to his team and is elevating his team, it's got to be Patrick Mahomes. To this point. Now, He didn't have a Patrick Mahomes-like game his last time out, and the Chiefs all of a sudden now are battling for home field advantage. So
it was better statistically than Brees was last night, though.
Totally. Yeah, it was. And better than Goff has been lately.
Yes, who is a distant fourth probably in this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what you have now are arguably the three quarterbacks have kind of backed up a little bit. I think Goff has taken himself out of it. Brees has given some of it back. However, they're still, 12-2?
Yep.
Hard to argue 12-2, but the Chiefs are in a similar situation with three. And Mahomes has been a revelation all season long. So trying to take the homer out of it, Mahomes is probably the guy for me right now. But we still have 2 weeks left.
Yep. The last non-quarterback was Adrian Peterson, 2012. Before that, it was LaDainian Tomlinson in 2006. So basically, in the late 90s and early 2000s, it alternated between quarterback and running back. There were some dominant running backs in the league. Barry Sanders won one, Terrell Davis, Falk, Jamal Lewis, Sean Alexander. They were trading off with Steve Young, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, right in there. But recently it's been Brady, Ryan, Newton, Rodgers, Peyton, Rodgers before that, Brady before that.
Has any quarterback, Shane, and I meant to mention this when we were talking about it, but I'll just circle back to it. Has any quarterback gone up and down the value meter as much as Cam Newton has in his career?
Former MVP Cam Newton went for 131.
He's an MVP. MVP. He was a guy that when he came into the league, many were saying, "Oh my God, this is a guy who changes the very definition of what quarterback is."
Yeah.
And he has to some degree at times, but he has been so overwhelming to so underwhelming more than any quarterback of an elite nature that I've ever seen, to the point where I question whether or not Cam Newton is elite.
He's got a unique set of skills, but it's gotten him banged up. He's never been that accurate. This year he has, but this year's dumped it down more than he ever has, too.
Right.
So it's all what you create for him and around him, although I think Carolina hit a home run by drafting Christian McCaffrey. That's the perfect guy to run that little zone read with. And like we said earlier, he barely comes off the field. Earl is online. Hey, Earl, how are you?
Hello. Merry Christmas week before.
ho, ho, Earl. How are you?
Ho, ho. Santa's been checking his MVP list, and he believes that had his name been Brady or Manning, 45 touchdowns, and the number one seed, Patrick Mahomes, without question, would be number one on the nice list. I don't think a defensive player is going to win this award. And if it were, Khalil Mack is clearly the favorite with a number three ranked defense. And unfortunately, Aaron Donald plays on the 20th ranked D. They've had some wins, but coal in the stocking for the Rams and sugar plums for Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Thanks, Santa.
Nicely
Earl.
Done.
That Boys, is good, just good to catch up with Earl Kringle.
And that's why Earl is Earl yes. right there. That's
I was
just
waiting for something.
And
else.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. And if Patrick Mahomes was one of those guys, we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
Well, maybe he breaks through that glass ceiling, and maybe he becomes one of those sacred cows where we defer. I'm with you, though, man, and I don't agree with it, but I agree with the logic. Drew Brees is 39 years old.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes is 23.
Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference.
I sure hope that he gets to 50 touchdown passes, and that would make it really tough to deny him. I don't care what Drew Brees does from here on. If Pat Mahomes throws 50-plus touchdowns and nearly 5,000 yards,
yeah,
what else is the guy supposed
to do? I mean, that's pretty hard to deny, isn't
it?
Pretty hard to deny. Yeah, no question about it. Dan Israel coming up at the top of the hour. We get to our Twitter question of the day, courtesy of Cindio next. Rack Earl, that was a strong take.
Yeah.
And well done. Well done.
Mariah, you want a promo? Earl just did it for you right there.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. We're back in a minute.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.